Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Beach Bars and Guitars. I am your host, still, Johnny Rustler. And let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the encore presentation that we had playing for you of the Trop Rock and the Ozarks Fest, because we were there last week, and that's why I didn't get you a new show, but we were there last week, and it was awesome. I mean, it was such a good time. It was great being with, from a musician's point of view, it was cool not just to play live, but to play at a fest again, you know? To all these people, you know, you had Erica Sunshine Lee, which ironically, she was in town right by my house, 40 minutes away, but I had to go all the way to the Ozarks to see her. Donnie Brewer, Bob Carwin, Jack Mosley, Tom and Coley, which is something real special. I'm going to talk about them in a little bit. Joe Downing, who, by the way, Joe will be the guest on our show. God, who am I missing? The list keeps going on, and it was such a fantastic time. The Rick Lamb, the Finn Addicts. God, just so many good people. It was so fun to be out there, and it was great. You know, Shore Life Radio was out there. Eric and Gina and Trop Rock Radio were out there. It was awesome. So what I got to do is give a big round of applause to Mark and Colleen, because they put this thing on. You know what? They took a chance and they went against a lot of, you know, what could be scrutiny from playing, from doing it. Some people didn't come. I get it. It is a scary time out there, ladies and gentlemen, but I applaud them for having it. You know, it was a fun fest to be part of, and it kind of brings hope, like Star Wars, A New Hope. It brings hope. It was great. So, yeah, like I said, Joe will be coming on. I actually tried to interview him by the pool, but it was too loud, so I'm going to have to call him back and do it that way. So we're going to have him on. I'm going to have Dorothy from the Chicago, not the Chicago Paradise Club, from the Tampa Bay Paradise Club, because she made a huge announcement there that I want to hear crystal clear on this show that I'm super excited about. And we're going to be just kind of recapping all the fun things that I can remember that happened during Trop Rockin' the Ozarks, because it was a good time. And if I can grab a couple people that were actually there, it'll be awesome. And hanging with Greg from Radio Trop Rock, you know, his 2.0 happy hour, what a great guy. Wife, everything. Had a blast. So, and as always, it was fun hanging with my friends, you know? Port of Indecision, Dan and Sharon were there. I'm trying to think of all the people that were there. There were so many people there. It was exciting. It was fun. It was great. And the Margaritaville Resort, I gotta tell you, once again, hands off to them, man. It was great. And it was good. So it was great seeing everybody. But there's somebody I want to talk about. I know this is a long intro, and I'm sorry, but there was a guy named Dave Baker there. And let me tell you what, I was blown away by this guy's vocal talent. He's amazing. This guy is going to be, I mean, you're going to hear him all over the place. I say it's no time before somebody like Donnie or Danny Rosales, somebody's going to be producing this guy. Because holy cow, what a voice. It's so good. Let me explain the range. That when we were doing our Trop Rockin' the Outlaw Ozarks set at the end on Saturday night, Dave not only did the Johnny Cash part, but he covered the June Cash part. I mean, that's how good this guy is. So let's kick it off with Dave Baker's song, Ballad of a Tropical Divorcee.
Last time was the last time I called you from the bar. Need a ride, I'm too drunk to walk, and our house is real, real far. You left me there with my friend Javier while you packed up all your things. I have to admit it stung a little bit when you pawned my wedding ring. But don't touch my swims, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torches, cause I just fit them up. Don't take my record player, don't touch my remains. Don't take my Margaritaville plastic blender cup. She got 200 for the house I bought in 99. The world was right, but I wasn't too shy when I didn't see you die. kid down the street thought it was neat when you gave him a baseball card. He jams them in his spokes and thinks it's a joke, and he sends his best regards. Don't touch my swimsuit, don't take my flip-flops, don't take my tiki torch in, I just spit them up. Don't take my record player, and don't touch my Ray-Bans. Don't take my margarita plastic blender cup. Walking down the beach, not a penny to my name. The future ain't bright, I can't turn on the lights in my rundown A-frame. She came along and changed the soul song. She does all things that you wouldn't do. She takes off her swimsuit, kicks off her flip-flops. Still looks good when the sun comes up. She loves to dance with my record player. She looks good in my Ray-Bans. She's got a matching margarita with a plastic blender cup. She's got a matching margarita to plastic blender cup.
To the dreamer, the little princess, to the tomboy running at recess, to the prom queen or the shy teen playing flute in the high school band, to the freckled face with braces thinking that you're never gonna make it through the 10th grade, well keep the faith, blink your eyes, you'll be graduating. I hear you saying beautiful blue jean baby with a glitter heart of gold that somebody stole, tears rolling down your face, the hearts heal after they break, no matter what people say at the end of the day. Be the girl that could change the world. You can be the girl that could change the world. Change the world, change the world. To the waitress or the teacher or the mama sitting in the bleachers, it ain't never too late to have dreams to chase. You're strong enough to be a leader. I hear what you're saying, beautiful blue jean baby with a glitter heart of gold somebody stole, tears rolling down your face, the hearts heal after they break, no matter what people say at the end of the day. You can be the girl that could change the world. You can be the girl that could change the world. Change the world, change the world. We're not that different. Be comfortable in your own skin. Confidence comes from within. No matter who you are, you can make a difference. We're not that different. Be comfortable in your own skin. Confidence comes from within. No matter who you are, you can make a difference. I hear what you're saying, beautiful blue jean baby with a glitter heart of gold that somebody stole, tears rolling down your face. I hear what you're saying, beautiful blue jean baby with a glitter heart of gold somebody stole, tears rolling down your face, the hearts heal after they break, no matter what people say at the end of the day. Hey, you can be the girl that could change the world. You can be the girl that could change the world. You can be the girl that could change the world. You can be the girl that could change the world. Change the world, change the world.
gentlemen, on the line, the one and only, the Mr. Joe Downing. Hey, buddy.
Hey, 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 what's going on, Johnny Wrestler?
So, the best part is Trap Rock in the Ozarks, man. Wasn't that awesome?
Oh, man. It was incredible.
And I don't know if you saw Bob Carwin's post, but he went and did, he went and got the COVID-19 test and came back all clear. And, you know.
That's awesome.
And I know a lot was riding on this, you know. It was like, if we could get out of this alive, it was like a new hope, man. And so, but dude, I gotta tell you, man, like I said, before we even met, I don't know if anybody was on Boomer's Basement, but we are doing the TV show together, Boomer's Basement together. And I still haven't physically met you yet. I was like, I gotta meet Joe. So, but, man, it was so cool being down there and hanging with you and meeting you. And I gotta tell you, I was impressed by, there was people like I haven't seen before that I was super impressed. Like Dave Baker, never even heard of the guy before this. Great voice. Like I knew you were good, but seeing you live, I mean, I even had people tell me, like, man, that guy's got a great voice. And guys in my band are like, man, that guy's good. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I told you, I stumbled upon all your stuff when you were doing the virtual concerts, when you're like in the backyard. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, and you told me the story already, but you got to tell people out there, like, how you got going with all this, man. Cause I'm so impressed with that story. So, go ahead.
Well, yeah, thank you, man. The Ozarks, you know, it was just incredible. I'm still buzzing spiritually and emotionally, and just from those few days and seeing all of my friends and making so many new friends, like you, Johnny Wrestler. You know, I mean,
exactly.
We hadn't met. I knew about you, you know, and the Beach Bum Band, which, by the way, you guys killed it. That was so much fun doing the Outlaw Jam and, you know, getting to see you, perform with the Beach Bum Band. And, that was a great time. Great time. But, so I guess the story is I was in Nashville for, 15 years and, you know, started writing songs in the trap rock vein, wasn't real sure what to do with them. And, 2017 sent my first single to a few trap rock radio stations, and it was so interesting to me because for years, you know, I was kind of banging my head against the wall in Nashville, and they call it the business of no, you know. So you send something out, I wasn't expecting you know anything, but people really started responding in the trap rock community. And that's the great thing about trap rock. It's a very inviting, and loving culture, you know, and I think that's why people are drawn to it so much is, artists will help other artists out, you know,
and I feel like that's kind of unique, don't you? Among the different genres.
I really do. And that's what I'm trying to say, but you just summed it up right there. It is unique. And it's wonderful. You know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I have never felt, you know, when I used to play in a metal band back in the day, it was like, who had the last slot and who was writing the best song and you're not going to share your tricks and blah, blah, blah. And this is open arms, man. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's so much better because you can elevate the whole genre, you know, you can elevate the whole genre instead of competing. You all help each other and then we can, you know, I mean, think about it. Think about 10 years ago, there weren't all these trap rock radio stations. But there's demand for it now. So, I mean, I think it's on the way, trap rock itself, on the way up. I hope it is, at least, especially for guys like
true.
Me and you. Like, I hope it's on the way up.
Yeah, they say a rising tide raises all ships, right?
Right, so, exactly.
And that's exactly, I think, what we're seeing with trap rock today. Yeah, I'm here in North Slough right now looking at some palm trees. And the sun is shining down and I finished up two shows, had one Friday, one Saturday, got one tonight at Brickstone Pizza in Jacksonville, and I hear that the TRMA ambassador for this part of the country, Miss Karen Holm, is going to be showing up tonight.
Oh,
so I'm super
awesome.
Excited. Rick Stone Pizza tonight. I hear Karen is going to bring her friend Patty. Patty's going to bring her friend Shorty. Shorty's going to bring her friend Spike. And we're going to have a huge bash at Brickstone Pizza tonight in Jacksonville. So
that's awesome. I love the names,
super
too.
Excited. Yeah. Those are all real people, by the way.
No, I believe you. I trust. So, you know, I'm curious about this, you know, what, because you're in Nashville, and I know Nashville is a lot of a music town, but mainly a lot of country. So when you're in Nashville, like, what made your songwriting kind of go to the beach, so to speak? You know, like, when you're surrounded by the, because when I go to Nashville, man, I go to Nashville and I'm like, oh God, I got to put my guitar away. Or like, oh, I got to sign up for lessons. Because the guy on, there's like a guy on second who plays like, you know, he's out there playing for tips. And this guy smokes me, man. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. So like, what makes you
incredible?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know if the guy's still there. It's been a while. But so what made you go, you know, you're in the, like, basically the realm of country and all this music, and what, how did it go tropical?
Well, I, you know, I was in Nashville. We finally made the move to the beach, man, because, yeah, there's too much love down here by the water. So, but my 15, you know, decade and a half in Nashville, and, you know, I was writing all kinds of stuff and just networking and trying to meet folks. And, I guess it was around 2012 or 2013. I kind of, you know, hit a wall and kind of took a little break and put the guitar down for a little bit. And, you know, I was like, ah, man. So, not too long after that, maybe 2014, my girlfriend and I, my girlfriend Crystal, who's now my wife, beautiful mother of my children.
Yeah. She's nice, man.
So, but then, oh, thank you. Yeah, she's amazing. But you know, it was about 2014. We took a trip down to the Gulf, and I hadn't been writing or playing for a little while. And I took the guitar with me, and just down there in the magic of the Gulf and the water and the warm tropical air. So I picked up the guitar and I wrote about 5 songs that week, and I wasn't sure what to do with them, but they, you know, they were all beach songs. And at that time, I had no idea about trap rock. So I took them back to Nashville and sat, you know, showed them to my friends that I write with. And one of those friends is a guy by the name of J.D. Edge.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd been touring with a band, and we were all happy for J.D. You know, he's playing fiddle with this band out there. And we were like, J.D., like, you know, he's out there playing. He got out of the apartment that we, you know, the rest of us were sitting around writing. And, so he was like, you should run these by my bandmate, Mike Nash. And I was like, this guy's not going to talk to me, you know? And I was like, finally, okay, I'll call him, you know? And I called this guy named Mike Nash, you know, and I didn't think he'd talk to me, but Mike talked to me for about 2 hours. Told me all about the whole trap rock community and the Parrothead Nation. I was like, really? Like, you think they'd like you? He's like, yeah, you know. Just... And that was like 2016, I think, that happened. Like I said, 2017, I put out the first single, and man, my life is, you know, it's all music now. Music and love and the beach.
And dude, that explains it right there. Like, Mike Nash, you know, I never knew nothing about the guy. And then I started talking to him about, you know, I had him on the show and stuff like that. I'm like, man, what, you know, just cool. Just the people are cool, man. I mean, that's the way it goes. But that's awesome. And now, okay, now I have been saying YOLO for a long time. I mean, honestly, I have been saying, I even teach my kids. I was even teaching my kids YOLO. And when I stumbled upon you playing YOLO, which I'm going to play after our interview here, I'm cranking it up on the Beach Bars guitars here. But,
awesome.
I mean, like, that song nails it to me. Like, nails good living, man. It's just, people get in that mood where you're like, forget it, man. You only live once, and I'm going to do it. So, like, I love that song, man. What made you, what put that to paper?
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much. YOLO is a song I wrote with my buddies Mike Cool and Jeff Randall. And you know, YOLO, it literally was inspired by my buddy Mike Cool. He said he saw a guy with a shirt that said YOLO with no shoes on. And he wrote it down. I see a guy with no shoes on his feet with a catchy phrase on his shirt. And, so he had these lyrics, you know, and just when I heard it, I thought, like, this sounds like this could be like a Dion kind of song, you know, like 1950 style.
Yeah.
So we kind of crafted it that way, and it was just one of those songs that falls together really quick, you know. Some of them are painstaking. They take months, you know, and I'm editing and tweaking, and others like 10 minutes later and you've got this little 3-minute, you know, little song. And that's how YOLO was. It's just, I don't know where it comes from, or, you know, it's a gift, I guess.
I always think those are the gems, man. Those are the gems. You know, like that song, Fat Guy in a Hawaiian Shirt, that I wrote, the first one I ever wrote for Trop Rock, was a joke. Yeah. It was a joke. I wrote it in, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. And it's like, right. I think one of the more popular songs we got. And I, honest to God, I wasn't going to play it at all. It was a joke. You know what I mean? Like, and then it was just my little, because I refused to join the gym. I was like, all right. Which now I really need to join a gym. But back then, I was like, hey, I'm drinking beer. This is good. So, you know, but yeah, it's those little gems like that, man. And it's a great one. I'm telling you. I'm going to play it next. But, Joe, this is where we got to play this game here.
Uh-oh.
It's called This or That. So I'm going to give you a choice of two things, and you got to do it like as if your life depended on it. You had to pick one or the other. And I'm going to start real easy.
Oh, boy.
And then we'll get a little bit harder. Okay. So, Joe, this is the easy one. Whiskey or rum?
Rum.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure we were going to go with that because you had the Nashville roots.
I'm not sure either.
But
I'm not sure either.
I'm not saying that both one has to be, you know, that they're both not good. Just, you know.
That's not for lifetime, right?
Right. No.
I can still have, I can switch.
Yeah, you can switch. All right, here's the next one.
All right.
Acoustic guitar or electric guitars?
Acoustic.
I had a feeling you're going to say that because you do that, because you play acoustic more. I've never seen you. Do you play with a band at all?
Well, I have, yeah, sure, and I love to. Just right now, I'm just doing the solo thing, and but I'd love to get a little something together.
Yeah, well,
thinking about it, you know.
when you come back in town, at the very least, I got to get a couple songs together for you, and then we'll have the Beach Bum Band back you up. You play the band.
That'd be so much fun.
Because that outlaw thing, I love doing that because you have different people and you got to play different music and it kind of throws us off. So that's pretty cool. That's good. All right, here we go.
All right.
Live or the studio?
Live.
Yeah, I agree.
These are tough, though. These are tough.
Yeah.
These are really, you know, this is really putting me to the test here.
Okay.
Each of these, I can really go either way at one point or another.
That's what I mean. That's why I throw it down there. I like to, okay, now this is going to be probably one of the tougher ones. I only got two more, this one and another one. Here's the tougher one, I think. Okay, here we go. Do you like playing fests, like the Ozarks Fest, or like the house concert thing?
Fest.
I agree.
Let's go with the fest.
I agree. Yeah.
But I love house concerts too.
They're different animals. Because, like, you know, when you're doing a house concert, it's like you're more intimate, I think. You're more in person.
It's
more
intimate.
Yeah. But
I like that too.
But see, for me, because I love playing the electric guitar, when I'm doing a house concert, I'm usually on an acoustic. And it's not that I, you know, I like strumming and do all that stuff, but I love shredding. So, you know.
Right.
But
that's well, you did heavy metal, right?
Yeah, that was back in the day, man. But that's the way I like it. So,
yeah.
All right, here's the last one. Here's the last one. Okay, here it goes. Bob Carwin or Donnie Brewer? And I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that one. You don't have to answer that. There is no answer for that one. Especially because
I'm
now,
not going there.
Now
I'm
they're kind of one and the same. Now they're kind of one and the same. But all right, Joe,
they were.
I know.
The same person.
I'm telling you.
Two personalities.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought it was.
It's good, man. It's good. But all right, buddy.
I love both of them equally.
I agree, man. So I am going to cut you loose here because I got some wild animals called kids that are going to be coming down here. So
I hear that.
Yeah, man. Enjoy your gig tonight, and we will be catching up soon. So thank you so much for being on. I'm going to go play a little YOLO right now.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, my friend.
See you later, man. Bye.
Bye.
YOLO, you only live once. So go and have you some fun. Drinking rum in the sun. Holding hands with the one that you love. She love all your blues away. I was walking down a Floridian beach. Saw an old man with no shoes on his feet. He was wearing a shirt that read. Catchy little phrase that got stuck in my head. It said, YOLO, you only live once. So go get, have you some fun. Drink your rum in the sun. Holding hands with the one that you love. Cause she loved all your blues away. So YOLO, you only live once kind of day. Well, I went home and I wrote me a song about a friend so right that it couldn't be wrong. All I'm gonna tell you is all I'm gonna say. It's time for no work and a whole lot of play. Hey, YOLO, you only live once. So go ahead, have you some fun. Drinking rum in the sun. Holding hands with the one that you love. Cause she loved all your blues away. YOLO, you only live once kind of day. Captain and Coca-Cola, letting old hybrid show you how to have a damn good time, living the dream in the sweet sunshine. Let's rock and roll. You only live once. YOLO, you only live once. So go ahead, have you some fun. Drinking rum in the sun. Holding hands with the one that you love. Cause she loved all your blues away. So YOLO, you only live once kind of day.
An island far away, where the cool cats from the jungle and the ocean come to play. And when they get together, sweet music by the bay. Hey! The monkey lays a funky beat down on a bamboo log. Dolphins slapping tails in time with the crickets and the frogs. Yeah, the king crab a catering while the toucan sang this song. Singing, oh, 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 way, way, oh. Conga line, flamingos in the lead. Got the shark at the shipwreck bar. He's serving fruity drinks. The orangutan does his thing like you ain't never seen. Go, go. And he said, oh, 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 well, well. An ensemble plays marimba on Mr. Turtle's shell. And I don't know where the cow came from, but he plays a mean cowbell. Monkeys say, ooh, 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 ooh. Says, sing a little tune, howl at the moon, down at the Blues Lagoon. With the octopus, now he's the man, leads this rockin' tropic band, plays percussion and quadruple pans, he calls it the A-Tentacle Jam.
Johnny Brewer, Blues Lagoon, and when he played that at Trop Rock in the Ozarks, let me tell you what, all those characters made an appearance. So if you go to Trop Rock in the Ozarks Fest on Facebook, or I sure you might see some pictures. Matter of fact, I know there's some video that goes around, but they all made an appearance during that whole song. So it was another crazy good time thing that happened. Let me tell you what. Good times. Good times. Which leads me, ladies and gentlemen, to the Salty Vibes Spotlight. Yes, that's right. The Artist Spotlight brought to you by Salty Vibes Gear. So that's saltyvibes.net, but we're going to talk about them a little bit more later down on the show because they got some cool new things out, and you're going to hear the commercial. It's going to be awesome. So with that in mind, I was trying to do the show down there, but I was surrounded by musicians and you could hear them and it was wonderful. Just happened to be Aaron Schurz was on there right then and there when I was going to do the show. And I said, you know what? Let me just get a little bit of Aaron here. So the Artist Spotlight, live from the Ozarks. And let me set the scene for you. If you go look, it was beautiful. There's people in the pool. There's about, I don't know, 50-100 feet of deck. And then right behind you was like, you know, the lake. It was just a great little scene. I mean, it was so cool. He even had his daughter come up and sing a song with him. It was just phenomenal. The whole thing was just so much fun, and it was good to get away and be, like I said, be at a live fest. But that is where I'm going with, since we're by the water and Salty Vibes is that kind of lifestyle. Aaron shows your Salty Vibes gear spotlight right here, and these are all live from the Ozarks. So here we go. Let's kick all these three in right now.
I met John down in Key West, and I started writing songs here and there, and he had this one that he'd started, and he's like, man, I think you're the guy to help finish this. And we wrote it, and he wanted to put these doot doot doos in it. And I was like, man, I'm a professional country music songwriter. I don't know if you've listened to the radio, but there's not a whole lot of doot doot doos going on country radio. It's mostly rap songs. But we put those in this song, and then a lot of radio stations started playing it. Margaritaville, Trop Rock, A1A. Shore Life, y'all played it, I'm sure. So this is a little song called, you might know it, it's called Summer Sun. Do 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 do. That summer sun is shining on your skin, wonderful and warm. I wanna see that again. That sea breeze in your hair, breathe easy without a care. I wanna take you there, take you there. Oh, that summer sun, do do do, do do do, do do do. Look at us talking about yesterday. We should be talking about a getaway. Not what we used to have, cause baby we still have it. Throw your bag in the back and grab your ball cap, point those four wheels at it. That summer sun shining on your skin, wonderful and warm. I wanna see that again. That sea breeze in your hair, breathe easy without a care. I wanna take you there, take you there. Oh, that summer sun, do do do, do do do, do do do. Well, nothing much to do, and we got all day. Now to me and you, where the hammock sway. Gonna sip on a little rum. Maybe maybe steal a kiss. And those fire red skies light up your eyes. You know I can't resist. That summer sun shining on your skin, wonderful and warm. I wanna see that again. Oh, that sea breeze in your hair, breathe easy without a care. I wanna take you there, take you there. Oh, that summer sun. Summer sun shining on your skin, wonderful and warm. I wanna see that again. That sea breeze in your hair, breathe easy without a care. I wanna take you there, take you there. Oh, I wanna take you there, take you there. That summer sun, do do do. Thank you. There we go. Thanks to everyone who listened to that song. Cause I was raised in the good old days of cold beer and straight whiskey. And I learned the night that I turned 21, I don't get drunk. I go shot for shot, pop top for top, and when the feel good starts to hit me, y'all ain't gotta go worry about me none, cause I don't get drunk. I get awesome, I get loud, I crank the party up, can't turn it down. I'm always ready for one more, ain't a redneck thing I ain't up for. I get loose, unwind, bust out the dance moves and the pickup lines. Yeah, everybody knows me as a king of karaoke, from Poison to Prince to the Posse. I don't get drunk, no, I get awesome. Well, from time to time, I'll sip red wine when I'm out with a lady. Those Cabernets have a way of sneaking up, but I don't get drunk. Hell, sipping that moonshine, crushing that Bud Light, mainlining Malibu rum. I get awesome, I get loud, I crank the party up, can't turn it down. I'm always ready for one more, and redneck thing I ain't up for. I get loose, I unwind, bust out the dance moves and the pickup lines. Yeah, everybody knows me as the king of karaoke, from Poison to Prince to the Possum. I don't get drunk, no, I get awesome. Well, you got your sleepy drunks, your angry ones, and some that can't help but cry. But I get awesome, I get loud, I crank the party up, can't turn it down. I'll hitch a John Boat to an old Ford, ain't a redneck thing I ain't up for. I get loose, unwind, bust out the dance moves and the pickup lines. Yeah, everybody knows me as a king of karaoke, from Poison to Prince to the Possum. I don't get drunk, no, I get awesome. Bow, 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 bow. But don't get drunk, I get awesome. Here's to getting awesome. Get this over here. Well, I thought I had 10 more minutes. I was timing this down to the just the minutes. Wave faced. All right, now I'm going to do this one because I've had some requests for it, and I said it was coming. So for all the parents out there of kids, there's no bad words in this song. This is S-H-I-P, as in Paul, faced, ship faced, okay? Don't anybody throw me into the lake here, all right? All right, so here we go. If y'all know it, sing along. I know a lot of y'all know it, so let's get everybody else who doesn't know it to sing along. So here we go. How many of y'all like drinking? That's it? How many of y'all like drinking? How many of y'all like boats? How many of y'all like drinking on a boat? Anchors down, of course. Practice safe boating. Well, here's a song I wrote about the special kind of intoxicated you can only get when you're in a nautical way. And it's called Shipfaced. And if you know it, sing along. Here we go. 2, 3. Thank y'all so much for listening this afternoon. You can do it on a dinghy. You can do it on the deck of a 5-night cruise or suit up Blaney. Cigarette racer, or even on a little canoe. With a sail or a motor, as long as it's a floater, no need to overthink it. Just throw your anchor down, pull the liquor out, mix you up around and drink it, and get ship-faced. There ain't nothing to it. Ship-faced, anyone can do it. Something about being out on the water makes you want to party just a little bit harder. Ship-faced, you heard me right, it's ship-faced. The way of describing being drunker than a pirate, feeling no pain, holler if you want to get ship-faced. With a P, ship-faced with a P. You can do it with your sister, with your buddies, and even with your buddy's wife. Do it sitting on a cooler, or in a teak recliner, or dancing in a conga line. You can do it understated, do it butt naked, do it while you're taking a tow. With beer, sangria, rum, or tequila, whatever floats your boat. Yeah. it. Shit-faced, there ain't nothing to it. Shit-faced, well, anyone can do it. Something about being out on the water makes you want to party just a little bit harder. Shit-faced, you heard me right. It's shit-faced, the way I'm describing being drunker than a pirate. Feeling no pain, y'all holler if you want to get shit-faced. I can't hear y'all, but I assume that y'all sound amazing out there. Do y'all sound amazing? All right, well, here's your chance to sound amazing. One, two, three, it's you. Talking about shit-faced, ain't nothing to it. Shit-faced, anyone can do it, so... Makes you want to party just a little bit harder. Ship face, you heard me right. It's ship face, the way I'm describing being drunker than a pirate. Feeling no pain, y'all holler if you want to get ship face. Yeah. Thank you so much. I have been Aaron Scherz. You have been amazing. Colleen, Mark, thank you so much. I think there's only one thing left to say. Cannonball!
And that's right. Right after that, Aaron puts down his guitar. And people are like, make way! And he runs and does a cannonball right there in that pool. And let me tell you what, it was like 90. So it felt amazing. Actually, the lake water was awesome. I was down by the little Margaritaville self-made beach and it was awesome. So, yeah, so that's what happened after that point in there. So, now... You know, on Saturday, the Beach Bum Band played a 90-minute set before we did the Outlaw Jam. And so, I know we didn't play the song yet, but I, once again, I know I played it a couple weeks, but we got the brand new song, Kiss You in the Keys, and it's coming out. And right now, the only place you can hear it is right here on Beach Bars and Guitars. So here it is, a little Kiss You in the Keys.
I want to kiss you in the keys. Love to the sea, from Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging round. Got on that island hopper, started heading south. That empty seat next to me, what was that all about? Got off that plane, that salty air. When I looked around, I saw you everywhere. And I can't wait to have you here with me. Change those latitudes a few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea, from Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging round. I wanna kiss you in the keys, from Fiesta to the sea. So the rose once or twice, baby, wouldn't that be nice? Your beautiful face. What I need, it ain't too hard to see. Steal your kisses on Smathers Beach. And just one more right before we leave. And I can't believe that you're here with me. Things just turned up a few degrees. I wanna kiss you in the keys. Sugar low to the sea, from Big Pine on down. I just want you hanging around. I wanna kiss you in the keys, from Fiesta to the sea. So the
long as Andy headed south, gonna find out what this laid-back life's all about. Now he's playing for the tourist every Friday night, singing Jimmy Buffett songs, and he's doing all right, all right. We got a two-room apartment on Siesta Key, with underworld connections to meet his needs. But he's thinking maybe now it's time to buy a boat, head a little more south to where it's not so cold. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. Key West, late last fall, making new connections up and down Duval. He spends his afternoon just kind of hanging out down at Schooner Wharf Bar with old Michael McCloud. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. Here's St. Martin, keep calling his name. He's thinking maybe it's time to head south again. Head south! Now to share his life, who harbors no delusions about being his wife. She'll enjoy the ride for just as long as it lasts, cause down here there is no future where there is no past. He's gonna find himself a place in the sun. He's gonna try to have a little more fun. He's found a new direction, there's no doubt. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south. When the sun comes up tomorrow, he'll be heading south.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going a little cosmic on you because what happened during the Outlaw set, I would like to call it a show-stopping moment. Jack Mosley and I planned this when I did the interview a couple weeks ago leading up to Drop Rock in the Ozarks. And he's like, dude, I'm putting on a Green Alien outfit and I'm going to put on jeans and a cowboy boot and I'm coming out. And he sure did. He tripped going up to the stage because he was from Zoltan. I can't remember where it was at, but he came out, sang a little Willie Nelson during the Drop Rock Ozarks Am. So if you see pictures of the Beach Bum Band Outlaw crew with Donnie Brewer and Rob from the Finn Addicts up there playing guitar. And let me tell you, man, Rob can play some country guitar licks. So I might be able to do those metal shred licks, but man, was he all over it. So shout out to you, Rob. I was really impressed, man. Woo! We have to get you on the show. So, yeah, if you see the pictures, that's what was going on with... And that was Jack Mosley. It was not actually an alien, which suits it fine because he's got that new song, Aliens in Key West, which we played last week, so I don't want to play it again, but it's a great tune. So, yep, now, you know, moving on, speaking of the Finn Addicts, Rick Lamb and those guys are just a great group of guys. So, you know, they took over for on a Friday, closed it out. Trucker jumped up there with them playing bass, so it was a good time overall. And, hey, man, let's play a little Finn Addicts now.
Night red skies are glowing. it'll be alright. Wake up next to me, a bedroom view out on the sea. Morning sun shines in your face, and you open up your eyes. Then you smile at me in that special way. I'm so in love with you, and I've got to say, I see paradise when I look into your eyes. You're my everything and so much more. I get lost in you, all the things you say and do. Well, I've never felt this way before. When I look into your eyes, I see paradise. So plain to see when you're here right next to me. Life feels so complete. I couldn't make it on my own. And each day's so brand new. And every moment spent with you, oh, it's like eternity. And I wanted you to know. Can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. With you, baby, I have everything. I see paradise when I look into your eyes. You're my everything and so much more. I get lost in you and all the things you say and do. I see paradise, yeah. I see paradise. I'm so in love with you.
Picking up the sidewalk with your phone in your hand. Stop to check your heel by the newspaper stand. I'd like to think that I could be a part of your plan, but I know. You stopped at the coffee shop on Jackson and 8. Picked up a donut and a cafe au lait. You never had a reason to look over my way. I know I'm just a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line. Myself, but what would I say? My mind is empty as you're walking away. It's murder living with these crows another day. Still I know I'd fly right to you, but I'm still as a stone. Just like the statues I spend my Wednesdays on. You brought heaven here with you, and now that you're gone, I know I'm just a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line. I wish that I hadn't seen you today. It's hard to take. I wish that I could look away, but it's a hard habit to break for a bird on a power line. Nothing to you, just another one of 100 or 2. I can't help watching everything you do. I'm like a bird on a power line.
say what out on earth. Bosses chewing on my head, I wish I was back in bed. Window panes, jet planes, all the veins without the gain. Car horns, bands, horn, another rose, another thorn, another dime, another day. There's gotta be another way. The rum helps a little when life is a lot. When I'm stuck in the middle, rum helps a spot. I can't get to the beach today, but another round of my ties is on the way. Yeah, the rum helps a little when life is a lot. For you, laid off cause I can't. Bank account is getting soft. Travel plans, God can't. How about dinner? No big fan. Favorite band is done for good. Frozen dinner tastes like wood. Internet is down again. Watch out, boys, I'm going in. Uber Libre, daiquiri, hurricane, zombie, painkiller, scorpion, rose and blue, Hawaiian, dark and stormy, mojito, Blender's bunches, rum rico, test pilot, donkey, doula, yako, hula, hickey, doula. The rum helps a little when life is a lot. When I'm stuck in the middle, rum helps a spot. I can't get to the beach today, but another round of my ties is on the way. Yeah, the rum helps a little when life is a lot.
There, and he did a blast after the after party. If you were able to stay up long enough and hang out in the presidential suite, we had a hell of a jam session going there. A lot of 80s rock and a lot of craziness happening down back there. And let me tell you what, Bob Carwin did it upright. Would you expect any less, especially when he's got his producer Donnie Brewer sitting there right there with him? It's a great time, man. Let me tell you what, and I ate a lot of crackers. But nonetheless, there was a big announcement being made on Music on the Bay. Big announcement for me. So I want to give you a little snippet of why I'm going to have Dorothy on later. But she stopped by the show while we were there, and this is how it sounded. Yes. We got Dorothy.
Miss Dorothy. Lovely lady.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, you sound good. Listen to you.
Good morning. So,
I got a good voice.
Yes, you do.
So, Dorothy, I know Eric and Donnie are going to start playing, so I'm like, we're going to do it. But you got a big announcement to make, don't you?
I do. Should I do it now?
Well, you can.
Yes.
And we can. You know what? You heard it first on Shore Life Radio.
Shore Life Radio. There you go.
Yeah, Shore Life, Beach Bars and Guitars.
Right, you so got it. Can I give you a gift?
Absolutely.
This is for you. And this is a Music on the Bay t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
Our 19th year, because right now, Johnny Wrestler up, and the Beach Bum Band's going to be playing it.
Strong. Yeah,
our 10th anniversary Music on the Bay.
Yes, order your shirt.
Glad to have you.
Right now,
that's
right
awesome.
There, Tiki, honey, and she will have it.
Look at this shirt.
Isn't that a pretty shirt?
If you got your Trump Rock Strong,
I love it.
Next year, you'll be on the back.
T-shirt.
Then I'm going to have to get a bunch of them. I'm going to have to get a bunch of them this year. I'll bring them back.
There you go.
This is fantastic. I am so excited to be Beach Bum Band Sunday night. Do you want to announce the whole lineup, or do you want to wait? You want to announce the whole lineup, or you want to wait?
No, actually, those are the two. We have another one coming out about the next 2 weeks. And actually, I'm going to tease you a little bit, because this band has not, nobody knows this band. Nobody knows them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's going to be like, what?
I love it.
So something totally different.
Awesome.
I love it.
But anyway, if you want merch from them, they got it over here.
That's awesome.
If you want merch,
I think they're going to go live, so we'll do it. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
So the big announcement. Music on the Bay 2021.
Johnny Ross on the Beach Bum Band.
Sunday night, baby.
Or
Sunday afternoon, I mean. So come on down, and she just gave me a beautiful tie-dye shirt. The Music on the Bay, Whiskey Joe's thing. I'll post a picture of it.
Yes.
We got to take a picture. We'll post it up there. It'll be fantastic. So. And from there, Dorothy was kind enough to give me, thanks to Bill, I think Bill went and got it down at Whiskey Joe's, was kind enough to bring me up a Music on the Bay from 2019. So it's going to be really exciting. The Beach Bum Band will be there, and we'll be rocking it out, closing the whole thing on Sunday, so you gotta stick around. Get your plane tickets for Sunday night, because we're gonna be playing Sunday right there, 2:30, I think it is, closing out the whole thing. It's gonna be fantastic, but I'll be there all weekend. I'm bringing the radio show down there. I'm actually gonna get to meet Mike in person from Salty Vibes. By the way, I forgot to tell you, Salty Vibes still has that discount code going on, 25% off your order. Just when you're checking out, put in the promo code BEACHBARS. Go check it out. He's actually got some cool. I'm going to have to get him on the show next week, because he's got some new designs coming out that we absolutely got to talk about. It is phenomenal. I love them. So, but yeah, that's what happened. Music on the Bay. Beach Bum Band's going to be there. The Fanatics are going to be there. It's almost going to be a little bit of a Trop Rock in the Ozarks reunion. So go. Registration is open. Go get your tickets right now. Music on the Bay. Right now. Registration open. Whiskey Joe's. Go get it.
Lazy afternoon with the Bob Marley on. Got the Beach Bar Boogie and Bacardi in a jar. Mix it on up, pour it over ice. Smiles all around, yeah. Rum punch on a hot summer day. Feeling down, island in a happy kind of way. Sun is shining and nobody whining. We're just doing fine. Sand between my toes, sun on my nose. Good friends together and some nobody knows. It don't matter cause everyone agrees. Too many days of working and not enough of these. Well, hell yeah, everybody's fine. Getting on a buzz, don't care about the time, no. Rum punch on a hot summer day. Feeling down, island in a happy kind of way. Sun is shining and nobody whining. We're just doing fine. I say we're just doing fine. Yeah. What's it really matter? What's it all about? Choosing to be happy. Drank away the doubt. Laughter is a flavor with a little pinch of love. Throw it in a picture and mix us up some of that. Rum punch on a hot summer day. Feeling down, island in a happy kind of way. Sun is shining and nobody whining. We're just doing fine. Living on island time. Yeah. Mix me up some. Mix you up some. Drink us up some.
they break the law, making it home without getting caught. Will they all come back just a little bit changed? Will there be hangovers and a walk of shame? Will there be a lot of smiles and a lot of good memories made?
And there is another special, special moment that happened right there. So as some of you guys know, if you've seen on Tom and Coley's Facebook page, Tom is going to undergo surgery on his throat. And that was the last performance he's going to do for quite a while. Could be up to, what would they say, 6 months? 3 to 6 months? So it was really cool to be there and see that happen. And have him sing and catch up with those guys and wish them well. So Tom, I know you're out there, man. You know, speedy recovery on that. And get back out there and do some singing and all that good stuff. So, now, there's somebody else I met that was down there. Steve Hopper. Never met him before. Great guy. Awesome, another awesome musician. So, let's play him right now.
It was a beautiful Sunday morning in the Shore Acres community of Brick, New Jersey. The aromatic smell of fresh brewed coffee filled the air and trop rock music was playing in the background. With a fresh cup of coffee in his hand, he headed to the beach. Sitting in the sand on the edge of the crystal clear water with the waves rolling over his feet, he was immediately filled with inspirational thoughts. It was at that moment the Beach Buddha was created. The vision became as clear as the water that inspired his thoughts, and shortly after, he began to meet with coffee roasters from all over to find that perfect blend. Beach Buddha Coffee Company was born. Join the Beach Buddha Coffee culture. Coffee, music, and inspiration. Check out their Sunrise, Sunset, and Coconut Bay roasts, as well as their unique gift sets at beachbuddhacoffee.com.
Beach Buddha Coffee. The best roast from coast to coast.
Well, I took my songs to Nashville, paid some dues, muscle shows. I spent a few years in Memphis and a few more out on the road, but one day that road ended up down here, where I finally made it after all these years. I'm playing my songs on an old bar stool. Got an ice cold beer and $1 million view, 'cause I'm the star of a tiki bar. Everybody said I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. If everybody can see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of a tiki bar. Now the tiki bar starts filling up as the sun starts going down. And I walk in with my old guitar. I say, come on,
Y'all gather round and I'm living the dream here in paradise. I wouldn't leave, no, I wouldn't think twice. My jar is full and my drinks are free. So tell me who wouldn't wanna be me? I'm the star of a tiki bar. Everybody said I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. If everybody could see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of a tiki bar. I was gonna go far. Now I'm playing every night to sold out crowds. If everybody could see me now, I admit I've got it made. Singing sunset serenades, I'm a star. I'm the star of the tiki bar. I'm the star.
Right there, my favorite Steve Hopper song. So that's a good one, man. I dig it. So, Star of the Tiki Bar. And Lord knows I love my tiki bars. All right, I'm going to play you. Beth Travers came out there. Great, man. She rocked it out. And she's got a song called I Just Need Sunshine. And here it is on Beach Bars and Guitars.
It's gonna snow. It's time to pack my bags and go. Don't need much where the weather's fine. I just need the sunshine. These gray skies make me feel old. These old bones, they can't take the cold. One hot beach and a bottle of wine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. Now all these words, they take too much time. I just need the sunshine. Staying down where the wind blows warm. Always some kind of party going on. Tiki bar and boiled shrimp is fine. I just need the sunshine. You can't make me learn to ski when I can lay here on the beach. I'm right down where I belong. Bye-bye till winter is gone. La 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 la. A little reggae will make this song fine. I just need the sunshine. la 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 la. Sing it with me, here's the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. La 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 la. A little dark Jamaican rum, just a shot is fine. Salt, air, and sunshine.
Hit me again, bartender. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
La 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 la. Sing it with me on the bottom line. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. I just need the sunshine. La 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 la. Sing it with me for the very last time. I just need the sunshine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is a Beach Bars and Guitars wrap. A little post-trop rock in the Ozarks, so should be good. Next week, we're going to be talking about music on the bay, salty vibes. Don't forget your discount code, Beach Bars, when you're checking out. And don't forget to go start sipping on some of that Beach Buddha coffee. It is delicious, delicious stuff. So we're going to talk to Chris from the Beach Buddha, who will have another coffee cocktail for us, too. That's coming up next week. So thanks for tuning in. Another great time in the Ozarks. So thank you once again, Colleen and Mark, for throwing that and taking the risk. Thank you, Margaritaville. It was a really good time. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Beach Bars and Guitars. And don't forget, I hope you voted for us on the TRMAs. A lot of good competition out there. So have a great week.